The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no relations with her until she had borne the son. And he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Renowned 20th century American Catholic Bishop Fulton Sheen once said, "God chose the most unlikely circumstances, a stable, a poor family, to reveal his glory, teaching us that the divine often appears where we least expect it." That insight brings us right to the heart of today's gospel reading and right to the very threshold of Christmas Day. We've been waiting a long moment. Advent began a few weeks ago with Jesus urging his disciples and us to stay awake, to remain alert, to live with expectant hearts as we wait for his coming again. On the second Sunday, John the Baptist stepped onto the scene with his fierce call to prepare the way of the Lord. Last weekend, through lessons and carols, we traced God's long, faithful story from creation itself to the Word made flesh, hearing once again that God has always been at work to redeem, renew, and restore. And now, today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we find ourselves standing at the door of Christmas Day when our focus now shifts. We move from watching and waiting for Christ's return to preparing to celebrate Christ's birth, the one born to save us from sin and death. And at this moment, the gospel according to Matthew invites us to lean in to this story. So if you turn to page 877 in your pew Bible, there you will find Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. And if you look a little closer, you may notice something right away. This is not the sweeping birth narrative we find in the Gospel of Luke, which we will hear on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, with the angels filling the sky and shepherds rushing in from the fields. Matthew's account is brief. It's almost understated. If you blink, you just might miss it. And truth be told, most people did back then. It looked just like another birth, one more child born into a crowded world. And yet, In just a few verses, Matthew gives us not only the fact of Jesus' birth, but the very emotional landscape surrounding it. And it is anything but serene. It's easy for us to forget that Mary and Joseph were real people, not just figures in a nativity scene or characters in a Christmas pageant. They faced real problems. They faced real challenges, and like us, they wrestled with fear. Now, for all intents and purposes, Mary and Joseph were married, though they had not yet moved in together or consummated their relationship. When Mary is found to be pregnant, there is only one logical conclusion Joseph can draw in that moment, and that is she, Mary, has been unfaithful. Joseph has options, and none of them are easy. He could expose Mary publicly, which would almost be certain to lead to her disgrace and possibly her death. Or he could quietly dismiss her, ending the relationship without public humiliation. Matthew tells us Joseph chooses the second option. Even in his hurt and his confusion, he seeks mercy. Rarely do we pause to imagine what those days must have been like. The confusion, the sense of betrayal, the loneliness, the fear, the anger, the disappointment. It's a mess. It's a mess emotionally, socially, and spiritually. This is not how anyone would plan the arrival of God into the world. And yet, this is precisely where God shows up. This is where Fulton Sheen's words come alive. God chooses the most unlikely circumstances to reveal divine glory. God chooses people far more like you and me. People filled with doubts, with fears, questions, and certainly flaws. Not polished saints who appear to have everything figured out, but ordinary people whose lives are unraveling in ways they did not expect. In the birth of Jesus Christ, God does not stand at a distance. God takes on the form of humanity itself, not the idealized version we so often project at Christmas time, but the real thing. God enters the world through ordinary people, through complicated relationships, through fear and uncertainty, in order to save ordinary people with complicated relationships, fear, and uncertainty. It is in the ordinary that God then does the extraordinary. That is what Emmanuel means. God is with us. Not above us, waiting for us to get our act together. Not beside us, offering advice from a safe distance. Not as we think it should be. Not as we try to be present, or not as we try to present it, but as it is, right now, today, in this moment, God is with us right in the middle of life as it actually is. And I name this truth not in the abstract, but in reality of this past year. As we move closer to Christmas Day and to the end of 2025, our world has once again been shaken by incomprehensible violence and great disturbing disruption here at home and abroad, in places meant for worship, learning, gathering, and safety. Countless lives have been lost, both figuratively and literally. Families and communities are grieving, forever changed. Fear and anger once again press in, reminding us how fragile this life can feel and how the world is still far from the peace we so long for. These moments, each and every one of them, shatter any illusion of a picture-perfect season. They remind us. They remind us that Christmas does not arrive in a world that is calm and put together, but in a world that is wounded and waiting. And it is precisely there, into fear, grief, and uncertainty, that God chooses to come. Emmanuel, God is with us, not after the violence has ended, not once everything has healed, but right in the very midst of it. God is with us in the joy and excitement of a child's birth, in the life-giving waters of holy baptism, and in the happiness of weddings. Emmanuel. God is with us in gatherings of family and friends and in the everyday routines of life. Emmanuel. God is with us in grief and sorrow, in the empty chair at the table, in the silence where a voice once could be heard. Emmanuel. God is with us in loneliness, sadness, despair, confusion, anger, and uncertainty. Emmanuel. God is with us in fractured families and broken relationships, in illness, depression, addiction, and pain. Emmanuel. Perhaps that is the simple and powerful point of Matthew's birth story. Jesus enters the world in the lowliest of ways so that each and every person might come to him. No one is excluded. No life is too messy. No situation is beyond God's reach. Remember, as Mary and Joseph journeyed toward that first Christmas, they did not know where God would take them. They did not have a clear and concise roadmap. All they knew in that moment was that something wonderful had been promised and that they had been called to follow and trust. So they took the next step. And that is what the text today calls us to do as well. Not to manufacture perfection, but to follow. To trust that amid our struggles and disappointments, God is doing something new. Often quietly. Often unexpectedly. Often through the very things that we wish were so different. This Christmas, just like all the ones before, and just like all the ones still to come, remember, God does not come to meet our expectations, but to meet us. God comes as Emmanuel. God is with us, so that all may know God's love and grace and everlasting life given through a child born into a messy world for messy people whom God loves beyond measure. Let it be so. Amen.